And I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Ulster Senior League Secretary Niall Callaghan. So Niall, big news. How did the Monaghan move come about?
It came about, this has probably been going on for the last 10 or 12 months. Tom Mohan made an approach to ourselves, going back probably to last June or July, where he felt that there's a team from Monaghan Cavan, you know, capable of coming into our league. And in fairness, he was a big help to us. And then over the past couple of weeks, then we've had dialogue with Monaghan United. We've met them. We've gone up to Garda Keegan. We've seen what they've had. And in fairness, it's a top standard up there. So it's absolutely brilliant. And hopefully it was an easy sell to them. But no, we found it very, very professional to deal with. And they have sites, you know, down the line, I would say, to probably play in League of Ireland again. So it's good for us now, and it's just a positive note. It's a positive thing for ourselves after a lot of negativity over the last couple of years. So we're glad to have them on board.
Yeah. So do you see them as a good fit for the league, despite the long distance?
I think so. I think so. Themselves, they were out of senior football obviously for a number of years, and back on last year with the Monaghan and the Monaghan Cavan League. But I suppose the long-term ambition was to play at a higher standard, and my belief is that sometime in the not too distant future, they will look to get back into the League of Ireland again. So you know, there's a huge area up there, huge soccer area, and I would hope now that they definitely will be a great benefit to our league. And as I say, we're delighted to have them.
Yeah, and what about the other clubs? Are they happy with it?
No, they're delighted. Yeah, I've had messages from the other clubs' managers and chairman and people within committees that they've been ringing me and texting me and congratulating and thanking us for getting it over the line for them. And no, they're delighted. Anybody that we have in the league at the minute are they want intermediate football to sustain and the province of Ulster, and anything we can do to help that, you know, they're very happy. Now we're delighted. Just to say, we're delighted to have it done.
Yeah, and you lost a number of clubs, as you mentioned there, in the recent years. How many teams will you have for this coming season?
For this coming season, we'll have six teams. So we'll probably have three rounds of fixtures with, playing one another. It'll be 15 games, and then I suppose we have the Knockalla, we have our own League Cup, and we'll have the Cross Border Cup as well with the North West Intermediate League. So there'll be plenty of games to play over. Fingers crossed that we can start in September, but hopefully over the winter months we'll have plenty of football.
Yeah, and is it disappointing that the Ulster Senior League haven't been able to attract more local clubs?
Yeah, well we've tried this. With the open last number of years, we've made this aware, made the FAA aware, probably going back 6 or 7 years, that it's very important we sustain the intermediate football, and it's with the FAA at the minute as well now. So they're looking at it. I think their long term view with football and the jurisdiction of the FAA is to have a pyramid scheme. So that's junior feeding into intermediate feeding into senior. So that's what the FAA at the moment. So obviously that's out of our control, and we have nothing to do with that. But we're just all we can do is just run our own league at the moment and see how we get on.
Yeah, will Monaghan's move encourage other teams from the Monaghan Cavan then to join?
Hopefully, we don't know. We don't know the lie of the land up there, but we have been made aware that there's a couple of other clubs in that Monaghan Cavan region that will be quite capable of playing intermediate football. So we'll see what this brings. But at the minute, we've got the six, and we're talking to another couple. So hopefully we'll have something maybe before the start of the season. But at the minute, we've guaranteed six to play in the league.
And what about teams from the other side of the gap? Any kind of word from them or anything?
Well, nothing. Us as a league, we would believe that that's a big enough area to sort of sustain one team down in that area. Now. But no, as it stands, no, there's nothing coming from the south of the gap, and it's whether it's down to commitment, travel, or whatever. But no, there's nothing happening from that part of the county at all.
And finally, it's been difficult across all sports. What are the Ulster Senior League now implementing as we get football back?
Yeah, well, listen, we've made the decision not to run with the season that we should be in at the minute and just to scrap it. So we're hopefully back now playing our domestic competitions in September, and hopefully we'll win again. Cock Hull will be back slightly earlier than that because they have FAA Senior Cup games, which has been brought over from the season before, so that probably mid-July. So, listen, it's all good.
Yeah, hopefully we get a return to action quite soon. Thanks for joining us today, Niall, on Sunday Sport.